right. What's up, my boobies? Hopefully you're returning from the last episode, which I told you is going to continue with this very important PSA I have for all the ladies out there. Okay, and I'm going to say all the ladies, and it might even sound a little bit stereotypical, but once I tell you the story that I'm going to tell you, a light bulb will hopefully go off, and you'll realize that as a woman, you've most likely done this before. As a man, you've most likely had this happen to you before, okay? So, like I said, hopefully you're returning from the previous episode. If you're not, go back and listen, okay? Don't be a lame booby, be a cool booby. Be a real booby. Be a true booby. All right? But yeah, I was basically saying in the last episode, I need to get this out. I wanted to present it in the last one, but of course I'm terrible at keeping my time frames the way they should be on these episodes, and I had already passed up my 10-minute limit, like I do every time that I've tried so far, so I'm going to try my best not to do that this time, and here I go, talking again for no reason. Let me go into it. So let me tell you what happened, and I already told this story on what we tried to record a podcast during the pod party. We lost a bunch of footage. It's probably like 25 minutes worth of footage and recording, and this was one of the stories that came out during that time. And it's very important. So that's why I'm bringing it back. I lost all of that content. And I feel as though this is an absolutely essential public service announcement, for all the ladies out there. So let me get into it. Okay. First off, as you're going through this, try to think of the situation. Try to think of this possibly happening to you in the past, or maybe it, as a man, you're going to be thinking of it that way. As a woman, you're most likely going to be thinking that you've never done this before in your entire life. But I can almost guarantee that you have. Okay, because I don't think I've ever met a girl that doesn't do this. And if I have, I'm sorry, I apologize. But at least in a younger age, I don't know if older women do this. But here it is. I'm going to give it to you now that I've talked about it for already 2 or 3 minutes. Abby, right? Bill's girlfriend. Bill's been on the podcast. He lost in the. I'm not even gonna tell you if you haven't seen it, but actually I will tell you. You should have seen it. Go back and watch. But Billy Boy lost in the spelling bee, as expected. Okay, and Abby is his girlfriend. She wasn't there that day, but we talk about Abby quite often on this podcast as well. And by we, I mean myself, because most of the time no one else is on this podcast with me. I gotta stop saying that. Okay. So we are out for, I believe it was Jordan Seymour and Jordan Rader, Bill's, a.k.a. Bill, their birthday. It was Bill's actual birthday. It was on a Wednesday, I remember. And we went to a bar to sit outside. We sat outside. So all of you crazy social distancing folks that think that still needs to be a thing, we were outside, and if you try to tell me that outside isn't okay, then stop listening to this, because I don't like you, okay? If I can't see my friends outside, then I don't like you. But we're outside at Slips, I think, Slip Mahoney's, having a drink, and Abby does this thing that I just know that a lot of you do, okay? And what she does is she looks over at Gerby, Alex Gerby, Jordan, Bill and Seymour's roommate. He was there. We're always hanging out with him too, and she obviously always sees him because she sees Bill all the time, and they live together. And she looks over at Gerby, and mind you, all of us know. And after she asked this question, all of us know what she did. So she looks over at him and she says, "Hey, Gerby, do you like my hair?" And so all of us know what she did to her hair recently. Everyone at the table except for Gerby. All of us were silent. Kind of a dick move on our part, but all of us were silent. And I knew right off the bat when she asked the question what she was doing. "Do you like my hair?" He says, "Yeah." She says, "What changed with it?" Okay, so at this point, if you're a man, you're folding. You're inside, you're in your head, and this is the moment that you dread. This is what you this is what most men, especially if they're dating, and you know, luckily this wasn't a girl that Gerby's dating, just friends with. But if you're dating someone, you ask that question, don't do that. Okay, it's just wrong, especially if it's a new relationship. Even old, though, if Janina tries to ask me something that she changed about her hair or something, it's like, why you put me on the spot? You know we don't pay attention, okay? You know. So don't do that. She asks, what changed with it? Poor Gerby, you can see him folding inside. He pauses, he takes a very slow sip of beer, trying to gather his thoughts, you can tell. And very reluctantly, he looks back at her and he says, it's curled. Now, hilarious, because he thought through that, okay? And what a good answer. I was kind of proud. When he threw that out there, I was like, damn, dude, smooth, like, curled. Yeah, you usually don't see her curl her hair. Like, we're out to eat and have some drinks on Bill's birthday. You know she kind of maybe did it up a little bit, and that's why it's curled. And nice. Took a few seconds to gather his thoughts. Got it out. It's curled. She, and if you know Abby, she's the loudest laugher. Like, laughs can break glass. If the glass is fragile in the room and Abby laughs, you're probably going to have glass all over the floor. It's that loud. It's real, real loud of a laugh. I'm not even going to do an example for you because I'll break the mic and probably your eardrums. But she laughs super loud, starts basically doing her screaming thing. She goes, and then you can tell he's feeling uncomfortable, like, shit, I got my answer wrong. And everyone knows, by the way. So we're all kind of chuckling. We think it's funny, too. I think it's over for the poor guy. And she goes, try again. After she's done laughing and making a fool out of him and the whole restaurant knows what's going on. He does the same exact thing. Leans back in his chair. Slowly takes a sip of beer. Rolls his eyes back in his head like he's filing through a file cabinet of memories. Like, shit, figure out what she did. What did she look like yesterday? What did she maybe look like the day before? He is shuffling through memories in his head. Okay, you can see it. She says, try again. He says, does the same thing, takes a sip of beer, leans back, and with all of the confidence that he had remaining within his body, within his brain, he's like, I'm going to throw it all out there. He went all in, put all of his chips in the middle of the pot, and he says, it's gotten more dark, like brown. And now she belts. I mean, everyone at the bar turns to look because she started screaming in laughter. We're all laughing. We definitely know what happened to him at this point. We've heard the entire situation go by. And the funniest part about this for the poor guy is that Abby did the exact freaking opposite of what he guessed she did. He asked her if she made her hair darker. She lightened it. Now, yes, she did curl it that day, so I do give him credit for that. That was smooth. But damn, dude, you went with all your confidence, and you were 100% wrong. You were the opposite of what actually happened. So, and I give no fault to Gerby. Don't expect us, ladies. Don't expect us. Especially if we're just your friend. Don't expect us to know. Don't expect us to pay attention. Probably don't even expect us to have heard you when you told us what you did to it. If Abby would have possibly told Gerby, like, the day before, like, oh, have you seen, look at my hair. Like, I made it lighter. Like, can't you tell it's lighter? It used to be dark and now it's light. It's blonde. It's more blonde. Still a pretty good chance, maybe even above 50%, that he would not have remembered the next day and gotten that question, the answer to that question, correct. So that's what I'm asking. That's why I saved this for an entire episode. I needed to get this out. I need to tell you, ladies, you gotta stop doing that. It's painful. He was so embarrassed. I felt so bad. And Gerby, shout out to you. You gave it your all, dude. You threw out the answers with confidence. Yes, you were reluctant on the first one, but that second one, you were like, I think I got it. He thought he had it, okay? That's what made it sad. And then it makes it more sad that Abby's decently, not decently, very, very loud when she laughs, aka everyone looked at us at the table. Gerby is red in the face, chugging his beer at this point with embarrassment. And it just proved to everyone, which I already knew, but it proved to Abby and Janina and all of us at the table that poor Gerby just doesn't pay attention. But neither would I. I only knew because she told me, possibly three times, that she did that to her hair. But I will say, I immediately grabbed my phone and started noting down exactly what happened in that conversation afterwards, because it was pure gold. It couldn't have played out any better that he said the exact opposite of what happened. So yeah, I saved that for you guys. Hopefully you got a kick out of it. Hopefully the ladies were taking notes. And understand that that's just not something you should do to us, ever. Don't do it to your friends either. Even your girlfriends who might have known or paid attention, which, you know, I definitely give you permission to do it to them a tad bit more, but it's still just not a cool thing to do to anyone. So just quit doing that, okay? Just don't. But yeah, that's, 11 minutes and 30 seconds. Still didn't keep it under 10 minutes, but whatever. Obviously, you can see I've got way over par gear over here. Go check it out, wayoverpargolf.com. Go to Twitter, at CCLpod. Go to Instagram, at SachiBabyCCL. And go to Facebook. Facebook's probably one of the most important. Go to Facebook, Facebook.com/CCLpod. And follow that page. Like, comment, share if you can. Go to YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're watching right now, go to the bottom. Where's it at? The bottom right corner-ish over here. You're right. There's a little thing you can hover over it. Subscribe, okay? If you're on Apple, subscribe. Leave a rate, review it. That helps out. Okay? Let's get this show on the map, you know what I'm saying? And then if you want to participate in a pod party like you may have seen a couple episodes ago, let me know. We'll throw something together. We'll hang out in the garage, do a pod party together. Okay? All right, my boobies. That's 12 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm going to start saying that I'm going to hold these to 13 minutes. Screw the 10-minute thing. 13 minutes, okay? I love you, my boobies. Thanks for listening. See you next time. We'll talk to you next time. I won't see you, but you'll see me, okay? Later.